Morning, church.
Morning, people.
First of all, I just want to thank you, the worship team. You know, this morning, the ambience of God, I sensed it. I guess everyone also sensed the presence of God this morning. So just thank you, worship team, the band. So, so let me just ask you something. Have you ever been hated for no reason? Maybe someone at work might have stopped talking with you suddenly. Maybe a friend, a good friend of yours just walked back from you. All of a sudden he stopped talking to you. Or maybe when you started following Jesus, your family just abandoned you or rejected you or criticized you. I guess everyone must have just felt that hurt. Because hate hurts us. Because it's something that attacks our heart. It's not about that word, but it's about what we are standing for. So, but the good thing is, it's Jesus is here to comfort us. Isn't that interesting? Just imagine that when Jesus, when Son of God, He came to the earth, He came to earth to just serve, to love, to heal, to be just, to spread the word of God. But at the end, He was also being hated. Why? Because He just came to expose the light. He just wanted to remove the darkness and show the light to the world. So if Jesus was hated, we shouldn't be surprised when the hate just come back to us. So the question for today is, how do you respond when the hate comes? Do you fight back? Do you bitter yourself? Or do you respond the way Jesus did? Because Jesus responded the hate with the truth. With grace. And with the help of the Holy Spirit. So today we'll just read from John chapter 15. And we'll just see how Jesus faced the hate. And how he had promised the Holy Spirit that He will just come and help us. And we will be just testifying that that thing in midst of the opposition. So let's read from John chapter 15 verse 18. So, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Just want to give you a background for this. Jesus is not talking to the Jewish people or not the priest or high post people. Jesus is talking to His followers. In another way, Jesus is talking to you and me. Because Jesus was preparing His followers. In another way, don't take it personally. the hate you face isn't really about you. But the hate you face is really about Jesus. Because people don't like that we follow Jesus. It's something like when we just follow Christ, some people will just resist us. Because we are here to just explore the light. We are here to just take out that darkness and bring the light in people's life. So instead of people just encouraging you, the world will be just discouraging you. So it's just like, so it means that when you have been hated, you are walking closely with Jesus. So when you have been hated for Jesus, you just feel proud. Because your walk with Jesus is something very special. And then you have been reflecting that light in amongst the people you are staying. So just let's read from same chapter, John 15 verse
25.
But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. We can just see that Jesus was hated not because he did anything wrong. But he was just revealing the truth. And some people, they don't like to just reveal the truth. That's why the people at that time were being just hating Jesus, because he was just like exposing them. So as we just walk in light, there won't be everyone around you will be celebrating. So there will be some people will be uncomfortable because our life is something that we are reflecting God, and our life is something that we are reflecting the truth, and we are avoiding what is wrong. So the moment we start avoiding what is wrong, the people around us, they start hating. They won't tell that you are different. They will just tell that we hate you because you don't want to join us. So the question is, so how will we respond if the hate comes? What will we do? So we can just read from verse
26.
When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you for the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Here the word has been used, advocate. Maybe in some other versions it might have used like a comforter,
or
a helper,
or
one who is there to counsel us. So Jesus knew that moment only hate and persecution will be coming. But he promised that I will send an helper. But I just like what the NIV version have said here, an advocate.
ndikukondwera ndima wawo amene achirudwa kuti
othandizira. Advocate is something in today's world.
Othandizira ndi ina yake timene tingati ampulenje timatsiku ake.
So he is the one who just stands for you. So for example, if you have done some, if a police catches a person, and if that person is then taken to the court, there will be an advocate fighting for that person to just take him out from the situation. So that advocate has been just there to just protect him, to just guide him and to just take him out from that problem. So there is like people just tell that I'll call my lawyer, I'll call my this, but there is a difference between a lawyer and an advocate. So we might be very much familiar with the word lawyer, but to just give you more knowledge, lawyer is the one, he won't be able to fight for you in the courtroom. But advocate is the one who will be just there for you in that courtroom. And we can just see here where the my version has say, is saying that when the advocate comes, so it's just like the advocate has been representing the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit just stands beside us when the other people just turns against us. So for in the courtroom there will be like hundreds of people sitting will be against us. But the advocate who is just fighting against for you, he will be the one person supporting you. He won't be caring about that 100 person who are against you. But the advocate will be there to support you. So the Holy Spirit is just there to just give you strength when you are emotionally weak. He comforts you when your heart has been wounded. He reminds you who you are and others and trying to define your identity in Him. So when hate comes, don't react in an anger way. I'll just respond through the Holy Spirit. Sometimes He will just whisper you, be still. Sometimes He will just tell you that pray for that person. Sometimes He will just remind you that you are worth more than the you are more worth in Him. Not in the people, yeah, you are more worth in Christ. Let's read verse 27. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
So
here we can just see clearly, like though we are hated, we have been called to testify. Why? Because the hate never, because the hate must never let the truth to be silent. I'll just give you another example. I'll just give you a recent incident what happened in USA. Like there was an influencer named Charlie. I forgot his surname.
Yeah.
So he was being shot. There was one 22 year old guy. He just shot him. And he was died on that same spot. Later, after maybe a week, that the young guy, 22 years old guy, was being caught. He was being arrested and all things. And after a few days, her wife, the Charlie's wife, she came with a press conference. And the most important thing she said in the conference, that she has forgiven that murderer who murdered her husband. She was being, as though the circumstances were hard for her, but she forgave that guy who just murdered her husband. We can just learn from there, though whatever the circumstances are, we should be always there to just testify God. No matter what, how the situation bad it is. Just imagine how bad it will be for that lady to just forgive that the murderer for the husband. I guess it will be very hard. But it might be only easy because of the Holy Spirit that just gave her the strength to just forgive. So it's like when you love those who hate you. So it's like it's very easy to love those who love you. But it's very hard when to love someone who just hates you. So when you just see people loving, when we just love someone whom we hate, so people around us, they just see that there is something different with this person. And that difference is Jesus in us. So we can just read from Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
They are doing Matthew 5 verse 44.
So it just says, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. So it's like, that's not the weakness. So that's the spirit filling strength. Your calm love, your calm loving response can be a preach, can it be a louder sermon to the people who just see a difference in you. So, how do you respond when someone mistreats you? Do you get bitter or do you get defensive? Or do you allow the Holy Spirit to just guide you? Spiritual maturity is, spiritual maturity isn't is that how we just treat the person whom we love. But the spiritual maturity is something that how we love the person whom who hate us. It won't come naturally. It is a supernatural thing which just comes from the Holy Spirit. So we can just see in Acts chapter
7,
when Stephen was falsely accused and he was being stoned. While he was dying, he just prayed to God, Lord, don't hold their sin against me because they don't know what they are doing. So you can just imagine there are people who are just throwing stones on Stephen. But he is just coming with an humble heart that God just forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. He is not just telling Lord that Lord, just don't forgive them because they are killing me or they are just throwing stone on your children. But he is just telling that God, just forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. So this is something not human power. This is something that the Spirit of Truth that allows him to just proclaim all these things to God or tell prayer all these things to God. So when you just see that the people around you are hating, it's your chance to just show them the heaven on earth. When people curse you, it's something that opportunity that gives you the grace to just forgive them. When people lie about you, so it's something like let your actions speak louder than their hate. So that's how we love when it makes no sense. That's how we just overcome the hate. So let's just bring it like in our day-to-day life, how we can just bring it. How can we just apply this message in our day-to-day activities? Are you hated in society? Because you stand for truth. And you are not there to just compromise for things. Are you hated at work? Because you refuse to just follow the dishonesty. Are you hated at school? Because you are not in the group of people who are just doing all the wrong things. Or are you hated for following Christ? Because your life is totally different from them. So whatever the reason may be, remember that you are not alone. Because before us, Jesus has faced it already. And we can just see the Bible has been written like 2000 years before. And what this all things which have been said by God itself, if we read in verse 18, in John chapter 15 verse 18, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. So Jesus knew what 2000 years before only what is about to happen now. So whatever the reason may be, remember that God has just sent us given us the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Truth that stands for us. So the Spirit of Truth is there every day, every moment you just walk with Him. So when hate comes, don't let it poison your heart. Rather let it just push you more closer to God. When people just talk behind you, create an opportunity to just pray for them. Rather than just gossiping them that person is just talking behind my back. When people are misunderstanding your faith, just love them the way they are. When people reject you, just remember that God was also rejected at certain time. So just want to encourage that let your life be a testimony in the walk which you are walking to God. And let your light be the light. Let your life be the light to the people around you. Yeah. So you can just let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you that we just remembering us for this moment. Your Spirit remains with us. Teach us not to just respond in the bitter way, but to just respond in a lovely way where people just come to hate us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can just testify in every situation that we just go through in every day of our life. In your name we just pray, Amen.
Amen.